Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. May I say to you today, as we face the issues, I believe we have more serious, poignant, pointed personal issues that we must deal with and face from a Christian conservative patriot's viewpoint than in my lifetime. I believe we have gotten to that point, it's escalated to the point, to the level of utter seriousness that we must realize these issues need to be dealt with. I believe it's time Christians wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots come out of the closet and be salt and light that God's charged us with the responsibility of being. I believe that we are looking at some dark days before us, and I'm not saying that is the doom and gloom, but I believe we're looking at some dark days before America, and I believe that it will get darker lest we as Christians recognize our responsibility and respond to it accordingly. Today we're talking about a subject. So just how do we save America? And now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not putting the saving of America over and above our responsibility from the standpoint of a Christian and what a Christian is supposed to do. But I'm here to tell you that if we lose America, we have absolutely destroyed the potentiality for Christianity, for the church, for evangelism, for missionary work, and for us to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I believe it's time that we sit up, speak up as Christians, and cease the silence. So ladies and gentlemen, if I'm speaking to you today and you're a pastor, let me simply say this very lovingly and very succinctly. Come out of the closet. Come out from under the bed and grow a spiritual spine and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ought to obey God and not government. I'm not talking about anarchy. I'm talking about being obedient to the word of God and not bow and bend to every whim and wish of government that's wanting to, by executive order. Joe Biden has signed over 70 executive orders so far. And I'm talking about we need to recognize that it's the lordship of Jesus Christ that's our responsibility, and not to simply bow to Caesar. And we'll talk about several of these things today as we look at the declensions in America, and then with the ultimate question, how should we then live? What should we do? We have our special guest with us today, Brother Danny Ort. So Brother Danny and I will be talking in a moment about some of these very serious issues and what we need to do and how we need to respond. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, and sometimes I do, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion. And this broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We invite your calls. We invite your dialogue. We want your input. We want to hear where you are and where you stand and what you're doing. We want you to participate and be involved in what God is doing through this broadcast each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so from a central biblicist viewpoint. You might ask the question, what is a central biblicist viewpoint? That is basing what we say, what we do, and where we stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then further he declares in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, what we say and what we do ought to be based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, nothing more and nothing less. But truth is something that is not sought today. Truth is something that most people will shun and avoid today. It was the secularist George Orwell that wrote the dystopian fiction novel entitled 1984. I believe he wrote that back in 1947, but the title of the book was 1984. And in that, George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that taking place today. In fact, as I come to you day by day on this broadcast, speaking truth in love, sharing from a biblical perspective issues of that which is taking place in the world today and how we need to respond, it is from a central biblical standpoint, and it's truth. It may bother some, it may encourage others, but I want us to understand we need to face it based on the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that's what we need to do is defending the truth of the Word of God, nothing more, nothing less. And I believe we're at a position and a point in history in America that lest we take a stand on the truth, we're gone as a nation. In fact, when you see what was said recently by Jerry Nadler, the representative, the loose lost left lunatics, Jerry Nadler said that God's will has no place in the halls of Congress. God's will has no place in the halls of Congress. Can you imagine that philosophy and that mindset? That should show us what it redounds to in our nation and the morals and ethics and the values. And most people are not aware of the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that in the United States House of Representatives, as I speak, hear me, as I speak, over 2,100 bills, different bills, are being promulgated and pushed through in the U.S. House of Representatives, over 2,100 bills that some will become law, that's being rushed through because the Democrats, the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats, realize that they have a short period of time, and in that short period of time, they want to finish Barack Hussein Obama's agenda of fundamentally changing America. In fact, I've said before, and may I say again, I believe we're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. I believe that's exactly what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has a full line of the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, as well as answering your questions for the professional landscaper and answering all the questions for the homeowner for the landscape equipment that's needed for your garden and lawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that is 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some may ask the question, how do I find that? Find the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You'll find a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give an elongated but yet brief monologue to introduce to you where we're going today so you can see basically the warp and the woof that is the fabric that is being absolutely eviscerated in America, that's destroying the future of our nation. And let me once again remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The question is, so just how do we save America? Perhaps you say, well, what does America need saving from? What do we need to do to save America? Begs the question then, what is wrong with America that we need to save America? But ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is pushing today, and I'm going to use several illustrations during the course of the monologue as to what we see happening. But the Biden administration is pushing the false narrative called the climate change. The climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats are all in sync about saving the planet. And perhaps you're familiar with what is called Earth Day. Earth Day, where there's a mindset somehow, some way, that we've got to salvage and save America. Well, I'm talking about saving America, but I'm not talking about saving America from the standpoint of it being Earth Day, and we've got to take care of and remove all the plastic straws so they don't harm the sea turtles. I'm not talking about saving the planet on the basis that we've got to stop the ozone layer from being depleted. I'm not talking about saving the planet today or saving America based on what we see that's called climate control or the climate change. Here's an article that says, Climate Fear Propaganda. The New Time cover story exploits pandemic to cry climate is everything. The magazine released a new cover with the story headline that once reeked of climate Armageddon anti-prop. Climate is everything, the article says. Now the pandemic can lead us to a better, greener world. Climate doom mongers and Times senior correspondent Justin Warland laced the story with absurd propaganda, spurred to alarm the alarming science, growing public fury, and a deadly pandemic. Government officials, corporate bosses, and civil society leaders are finally waking up to a simple idea whose time has come. Climate is everything. And they're going on to talk about how that is being said ad nauseum today, and somehow, some way, having folks to believe that the earth is coming to an end. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. But ladies and gentlemen, they're doing that in our schools also. And in our schools, they're brainwashing our kids into believing that if they don't stop the coal production, the oil drilling, and the natural gas exploration, and because all of these things we're told will destroy planet Earth. But notwithstanding all of that, the false claims, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that China, North Korea, Russia, India, and all of those nations are producing 95%. One study said about 97% of all of the climate clutter, if you will, in the atmosphere. And as a result of that, we're supposed to, as a nation, shut down oil production and go into the Green New Deal, as AOC and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have all embraced it, with Bernie Sanders rejoicing over seeing the socialist Marxist agenda come into full play under the guise of climate change and the push for the Green New Deal that will shut down coal production. In fact, one of our callers on the broadcast just recently said that we have about, five of the coal production plants that's left in America, and that some 500 still exist on a global basis, but we're going to shut the ones down in America and think that somehow, some way, we're going to heal the climate and heal the atmosphere. In fact, it's Bill Gates that's saying now we need to do away with all beef, all cattle, because the cattle flatulence are destroying the ozone layer. And therefore, he has already invented a new phony false beef patty made out of some of the GMO plants that he has developed and that works with Monsanto. And doing so, he wants to control the future food product in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make with this is that the so-called saving the planet is simply a waste of time from the standpoint of the reality. It is a diversion. It is totally a sham. It is something to keep the eye off the reality of what is taking place. And for your benefit and edification for our listeners, before we start our dialogue and discussion with Danny Ort that's with us today, here's an article that says, Earth Day's Real Leninist History. On April the 22nd, 1970, a trio of radical dreamers rolled out the first Earth Day. Their hope was to the well-planned nationwide event would effectively assault capitalism, free market, and mankind. The initial concept was conceived by Senator Gaylord Nelson, Democrat of Wisconsin. Nelson was Congress's first environmentalist activist. He was also the mastermind behind those radical public school teachings that were vogue through the 60s and the 70s. Through the teach-ins, munitions school teachers would scrap the day's assignment in the curriculum, pressure their students to sit cross-legged on the floor, rap about how America was an imperialist nation, and converse about what communism really wasn't such a bad idea and wasn't a bad form of government after all. It just needed to be implemented properly in America. Nelson's teach-in efforts were added by a young man named Dennis Hayes. Hayes was a student body president while at Stanford University and well known for his organizing of the anti-Vietnam War protest. Hayes heard about Senator Nelson's teach-in concept and eventually helped Nelson institute the practice nationwide. Further in the article, it says, environmentalists have always admired Lenin. He was the first disciple of Karl Marx to capture control of our country, and the opening act of his seven-year reign commenced with the abolition of private property, a Marxist priority. Despite overseeing the bloody Civil War, a devastated economy, and a citizenry without any hope at all, Lenin made a priority to implement his signature decree on land. In the extensive essay, he declared that all forests, all waters, all minerals were to be the exclusive property of the state and demanded that these resources be protected from all private use and make it public. Selling timber and firewood, mining minerals, and diverting water for farmlands was strictly prohibited. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about back in the 70s when this Earth Day started, and it was on the basis of following Lenin and Marxism, where it says that the people have no choice, no freedom to rule the land, own the land, control the land. It's all in the hands of the government. This article states in final paragraph, Earth Day has never been the celebration of the beauty and the bounty of this awesome terrestrial ball. Instead, it's always been an assault on man. During the first decade, Earth Day observance, people were proclaimed the polluters. By the 1980s, events organizers cast mankind as the tree killers. And with the 90s, humans evolved into animal species annihilators. The global warming scare never really became popular until the 1990s. And when it did, it provided compatriots at the Earth Day headquarters with the ultimate hook to hang their red beret. Humans, particularly Americans, are now devastating the Earth's planet, according to the Earth Day promulgators. Today, rather than join in with the Marxists designated the hammer with the American way, let's give thanks to God for our nation's abundant resources and pray that the onslaught or outlandish green agenda of the current administration will be seen for what it is, a Leninist Marxist fraud perpetrated on Americans, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that we're faced with some real dilemmas in America. And yet at the same time, talking about saving planet Earth, saving the trees because of climate change, we are killing our babies in the womb. Hear me. We're talking about saving the planet. But if we save the planet because of, quote, climate change, and we're destroying human life, we're destroying babies in the womb. Ladies and gentlemen, the concept today of murder by way of abortion, because it is supposed to be legalized by fiat with the extreme courts, somehow, some way, even Christians believe that murder by way of abortion is all right. The Biden administration, in concert with the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, are funding Planned Parenthood to buy hundreds of millions of dollars annually. And ladies and gentlemen, listen. The Biden administration is pushing every nation on the globe. If America gives any funding for assistance to any nation, it has strings attached, and those strings say that they must implement abortion on demand for anybody in their nation. As we see it today, ladies and gentlemen, not only killing the babies in the womb, but our seniors are being murdered by the thousands. If you don't believe that, just look at the tri-states up in the Northeast, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, with their numbers were stated back in March, April of 2020, approximately 50,000. I believe it's probably upward of 75,000 adults, seniors, that were murdered by putting them in the centers that already had COVID-19 to take them off the rolls of having to take care of them by way of Medicare and Medicaid for the states reducing their budgets. I believe it was a financial thing that killed the seniors. Some are saying 50,000. I say it's probably upward of 75,000. But ladies and gentlemen, we're brainwashing our next generation today in our schools. In fact, the Biden administration is offering grants to teach school children, U.S. children, to say that we're inherently racist. We can talk about these things infinitum, about what we see happening in America and what is taking place. And we'll discuss more of them during the course of this broadcast. But I have Danny Ort with me, and Danny has a passion for saving America. And I'm in total concert with him and his thinking and thoughts on doing so. Danny, you've heard my monologue. How do you respond to what I've said? And what do you see beyond just my words? What do you see the condition of America? What is the condition of America?
Well, once again, I want to thank you for this opportunity. There's no greater cause than what we're facing, and there's no greater potential than this arena of talk radio and using this to make a difference. I've said in the past, both while I was here in your office and while I was on the phone call-in, that at this point in American history, there is no greater cause than to restore for once and forever what the Founding Fathers created. Their words, the ones that have not been taught in our schools, those that have not been taught in our colleges, have not been handed down from parent to child, those words, those ideas, those beliefs built the most powerful nation in the world.
Yes.
How, as Christians, and how, as Americans, can we just cast them aside as though that's just history? That is the heart and the soul of this nation.
Yes.
And every Christian, every citizen must look backward first before they can walk forward. Mm-hmm. They must learn and understand the power that the Founding Fathers had that only God alone granted them. How else could they have defeated the most powerful army in the world at that time?
Yes.
So how important is history? I will admit I deliberately refused to learn history in school. Okay.
But you've learned it now.
But I've come to the point where God has opened my heart, my mind, my eyes, my ears, and he's allowed me the ability to speak through me.
Yes.
I came to him in prayer to be his servant, to be his voice. And he has granted that prayer in a way that you can't imagine.
Amen.
I've always asked, how can one man have so much material that exposes? Now, while we're talking 40-some years of understanding what was coming. And I find myself today here as an answer of prayer. For you that are listening, what would you do tomorrow if this was taken off the air? Where would you go? How would you live without being able to turn on that radio under the auspices of freedom?
Yes.
And Americanism? Mm-hmm. If you couldn't do it anymore, what would you do if the trucks drove up to your home and you went in one truck with your wife and your children went in another truck to be taken away to encampments because you would not take the COVID shot? You would not accept the COVID passport. I'm going to tell you something. It's coming if we don't try to stop it.
It's on the fast track.
Fast track.
Fast track.
How are we going to try to stop it?
Now, Danny, let me just interrupt for just a moment. Okay. What you're saying is absolutely poignant, on the point, hitting the nail on the head, as old cliche goes. But I think as we speak to our listening audience today, I believe we're speaking to some that think that this is a conspiracy theory, that somehow, some way, what we're saying is just to be laughed off, that it will be passed away, and there will not anything come to fruition on it. Where we're looking at the things that are converging at one time, where we're watching a nation divided by ethnicity. The scripture says that in the last days there'll be nation against nation. Mm-hmm. And the word is ethnos. It means ethnic. It means race against race, mm-hmm. ethnicity against ethnicity. We're watching that, as the prophetic text tells us would be. We're watching the standing up of Iran, old Persia, and of Russia, Rosh, as it is called in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're watching China, which is spoken of in Revelation chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11, that will come to fruition in the last days after the church is raptured out. How can we so blindly wink at these things and think that somehow, some way, they're not real? Who was it that said, if we fail to recognize history, we're going to repeat history? Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we're failing to recognize the dangers that's looming ahead of us. And Danny, that's what I want us to see, talk about, and our listeners to understand today. We are in perilous days.
Well, I learned this long ago. How is the powers of the world, the most corrupted individuals that man has ever seen, going to accomplish what the Bible speaks of, the New World Order? They can only achieve that through conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Not just one, but a multitudes,
yes,
covering every facet of human life.
Just like the plandemic.
The plandemic. Mm-hmm. Was it not Gates a few years back saying we must have a worldwide pandemic,
yes,
in order to reduce the world's population?
Yes. Yes.
Why was it a couple of years ago he got a patent called COVID?
That's right.
If we hadn't had the COVID outbreak.
That's right.
Because he was one of the planners.
Planners.
He was one of the designers of bringing in this new world order.
Absolutely. And he, that is Bill Gates, used Dr. Fauci, or Emperor Fauci, or Lord, yes, Fauci, whatever you prefer to call him today, because Fauci is on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation board, and it is Fauci that, through his genius, was able to help split the pathogens and form the COVID-19 that we have today.
And we must not forget George Soros
is the
David
puppet,
Rockefeller,
puppeteer behind it.
Illuminati, Trilateral, the Council on Foreign Relations, they are all the New World Order.
Yes.
All these wars in our history, what were they for? Were they for territory? Were they for righteousness? Were they, well, they were for power. They were for wealth. They were for creation of the New World Order.
And we're on the fast track for that, Danny.
And we're at the end of that fast track, sir.
We are, absolutely. I believe we have a call on the line. Jeff, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today? You know, we talk about these congressmen and lawmakers that are up there, and they're doing things that are against the law, basically. They took the same oath that I did going into the military to defend and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. These,
yes,
are domestic enemies. How, you know, I've thought about it, and what we need is some type of law force, I guess, that would come and take these people to task and arrest them. They should all be, most of them anyway, tried and convicted of treason for, destroying our Constitution. I don't understand.
Absolutely. Anyhow, Danny, Jeff, when you say that, if you hang on for a moment, let's discuss it. When you say that, you're exactly right. And it's not just, as I call it, the loose left lost Looney Tunes on the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. But we have a lot of those, we call them the rhinos, and we're being polite with that. The rhinos in Washington, it's both sides of the aisle, that all of them have disavowed, dishonored their oath to our Constitution. Danny, how do you respond to Jeff's statement?
Well, we have in our Constitution the capability to do exactly what he's asking. We have the right to create militias. Should be in every county, in every state in this United States. We could have organized the militia to collect them. Under our Constitution, under our authority as we the people. We don't have them, do we? But we've got to create them.
Well, one of the things we find, Danny, with that is that's the reason we're finding that they're trying to pass legislation. They've got 6 or 8 bills right now, mm-hmm, going through the House and the Senate that will literally disarm America. And as one constitutionalist said, the reason that we have the Second Amendment is to protect the First Amendment and the First and Second Amendment to protect all the other amendments, mm-hmm, in our Bill of Rights. And yet we're watching, and you can see every nation that disarmed the people and had the brainwashing in their school system and took over the health care system, dominated and ultimately eviscerated anything that was called freedom in those nations. So, Jeff, you're exactly right. One of the things that we need to do, and I've said this for years and years and years, and back in 2012, I published a book, and I enjoy research and writing, and the title of the book was, Is It Time for Revolution? And I dealt with 2 Chronicles chapter 10, where after the death of Solomon, two, Jeroboam and Rehoboam, fought over the throne. And you find in that text in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, they chased the king out of town and killed the IRS agent. And I say that literally because that's what took place. And I'm not advocating anarchy to stand up and do battle, but I am saying that we need to take a stand as Christians, because you're exactly right. We have had those that we've elected put in office that lied to we the people, and they've gone to Washington. They have simply not carried out their sworn oath to defend and protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic, in the Constitution. Jeff, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly on target. Keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news right after the news break. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
To learn more, visit conservative.edu.